Welcome back to the Sacred Penning Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. I'm a wife, mom, teacher, international best-selling author, and a transformative soul journaling practitioner. I've experienced and taught the power of this sacred practice for 24 years and journaled since the age of 8. Every Wednesday, we provide somatic, meditative inspiration and spirit-led prompts to pen your way to brighter days. Let's activate energetic discoveries together. It's all at your fingertips. Ready to get gritty? Let's dip in. Welcome back to the Sacred Penning Podcast. I'm your host, Becca Ray. We're back this week with another teaser episode. This has been such an incredible week. I wanted to share some of the feelings that I have been experiencing over the last couple days. The primary feeling of gratitude, appreciation, and joy. I cannot believe what I witnessed on April 8th in my own backyard in the presence of my loving husband for 3 minutes and 33 seconds. The whole process took a couple hours, but those few minutes in totality of the solar eclipse is something I will never forget, is always going to be on my mind and heart, and I would love a beautiful picture to frame from it. We tried taking some pictures of it on our regular phones. It certainly didn't turn out to be what we were looking at, but I know many professional photographers in the Adirondack Woods captured the sight magically. If you weren't able to see it or able to enjoy it, I hope that you are able to see some of the photographs that people have taken all over the place. And the stories that have come out of the event have been so much fun. I even said to my husband during the eclipse, this is an event that will provoke so many thoughts and feelings that will be poured into various forms of art. There will be art from those few minutes spread across the world, bringing us together, stories shared about what you did on the day of the eclipse for a long time to come. This morning, during my sacred penning cycle, I have a morning and an evening cycle, which I will be sharing with you over the course of the podcast. But my morning cycle wrapped me in a warm blanket of love. And I wanted to share with you the inspiring words that Sarah Young penned in the Jesus Always devotional for today, April 10th. Here are two sentences that remind me so much of why I do this practice, why I include a sacred text at the center and heart of my journaling prayer. Quote, keep looking up to me, beloved. See me smiling on you in radiant approval. My limitless love falls continually upon you, like heavenly snowflakes that melt into your upturned face. End quote. What a beautiful way to start my day. I had so many warm feelings as I went into my journaling practice. Yesterday, I had a wonderful conversation with a woman who is actually going to be on a podcast episode that releases in May. And we were talking about capability, the word capable, having the capacity to do the job, having the competence to do the job. This is what God holds out to us. When we dig into the inner reservoir of ourselves and what He's willing to equip us with, we are more than capable. There's actually a quote from the Bible that says, we are more than conquerors in Christ. We are able to do anything through Christ. There are so many beautiful examples of how loved we are in this world in the pages of the Bible. And if that's not your sacred text, I hope that you have one where you feel the same amount of love I do on a daily basis as part of my sacred penning practice. Having truth like this to focus on and remind me of not only who I am, but whose I am, and my capability in that is a transformational way to live my life. During the eclipse, I was also stunned and amazed, standing in awe by not only the love that I felt, but the wonder. And I also felt something I don't always feel, which is ease. I wanted to share with you a blog entry about many of the emotions that I felt over the past couple days, both digging into my journal and staring up at the sky. Eclipse vision, what did you see? A reflection from my journal today. This morning in my sacred penning time, my morning journaling practice, God had a word for me about ease. Ease is a state of mind. Life doesn't always come at us with ease, But if we adopt this posture of mind, knowing life flows with more ease, then when we submit our expectations, dreams, and desires at the throne, the king is going to take care of things. It may be a mess that we leave at his feet, but God can handle that. Yesterday, I experienced one of the most relaxing, fantastic days of awe and ease in my 49 years of life. While others were stuck in traffic jams, dodging awful weather, striving, trying so much to be at the perfect place, the perfect time, I was totally blessed for the totality of the solar eclipse. I will never forget that feeling. I will never forget yesterday as blessing. We were at the right place at the right time, in the right position to relax, make a fire in our fire pit, and we both had the day off. We needed only walk into our lawn and look up from the comfort of our Adirondack chairs. We need only walk up to the deck to view the totality more directly for the 3 minutes and 33 seconds that it was here, directly over our rental home in Saranac Lake. We didn't plan for any of this. We leaned into it and took advantage of an opportunity that was directly in our midst, directly over our laps. I used to think these kinds of things were impossible. My faith journey has taught me not to use that word. As life goes on, I will remember where I was for the tragedies, but I will also remember where I was for the perfections only God can orchestrate. These perfections are in the tiniest and most momentous moments, the miracles of the moments we recognize when we greet them in appreciation. No matter where you were yesterday, if you took the intention to view the solar eclipse, you won't forget your experience. For those who experience struggle, may have been worth it. It may have heightened your appreciation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle, though. God meets us where we're at. Quote, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Psalm 32:8. Today and every day, he meets me at the tip of my pen. He reminds me that the feelings and frustrations I'm experiencing are very real when I can't see the bigger picture or choose to strive instead of ease into the truth that he has everything under control when I choose to allow peace and ease versus worry and scrambling and stress. Yesterday's experience reminded me once again, I've got this. Love, Abba God. The sky didn't collapse. The world didn't end. A few minutes of darkness changed my perspective, though. And it made me reflect on why we fear things that seem so big, yet to God are so small. God meets us in the details and takes care of it all, even when we feel gridlocked and immobile toward our perfect destination. He's got this. Yesterday, to see the miracle we had to shield our eyes from the brilliance of the light, he comes to us in small glimmers. Step by step, he lights the way. In my journal, twice a day, I feel the warmth of these glimmers. These rays of hope have changed the way I do life now. I am renewed and refreshed daily from the inside out. Things on the outside may not feel perfect, and the 3D world screams and lies to keep us begging for more. Emotions are real. They're also really good at keeping us down when we don't move through them. In somatic meditative journaling, I move through them and enter God's 5D realm of possibilities versus my need to control. I am no beggar, though, and neither are you. I am his beloved and made for more. You are more, too. I know the big and beautiful things God has for me, like yesterday, are a mere glimpse of the perfection of a moment he has in store. The collection of these moments in his mind's eye are what are held out for us to discover. It's all about perspective. How we ground ourselves and then reflect an appreciation on the thing, this life. Daily I pray for God to illuminate my body, mind, and heart with great and guiding light. I've grown to trust it. This trust is steeped in him. Taking 50 minutes a day in the Word, breathwork, meditation on the Word, and journaling, paired with somatic stretching, have showered me with all I need, light for the day, to guide the way. I pray more will learn to harness it, and feel the ease and grace of living from this place of peace, of joy, this well within, and within our reach, opening to the page to receive. To me, it's a Bible, journal, a pen, relaxing music, and a place to stretch. To me, it's blowing a holy kiss to remind myself of my identity in Christ when the process is done. We can try to be the sun, but the moon and darkness comes. Plugging into the source, the sun, for me, is where it's at. If you're not a Christian, find a way that works for you. Plug into this process and find your own sacred text and light. But to me, Christ is the way. Perhaps you haven't met his love yet along your path. Just plug in, though. Such great love, and practically free, is waiting. God's love is free. The journal, pen, rental space for mortgage, electricity, internet bill for the free music online. Well, we are blessed to afford those things. Privileged. This practice can be simplified, though, too. God doesn't live in a box and needs not your journal to speak to you, but it is exhilarating. What I know is true for me is that the self-care practice works. It has elevated every area of my life. When I work with students and have worked with private, community, and corporate clients over the years, I know that it works. I've seen results as an instructor, retention specialist, and resiliency facilitator. Clarity, focus, peace, empowerment, inspiration. It's all here for us. A journal helps. If you're interested in giving this posture of life a try, dip your toe into the well with me. You're sure to discover and delight in the resources you will find. Try it out. I have a virtual retreat on May 4th from 7 to 9 p.m., and it would be an honor to share this ease, blessing, and the practice. Reach out if you're interested. You are so loved. In addition to my retreat, my course also opened yesterday. It's a 40-day journaling course. It's soul journaling. It's sacred penning. It outlines and teaches you the sacred penning practice. And it runs from May 9th through June 20th. It's approximately 7 weeks. The course includes a workbook, weekly meetings from 8 to 8:30 on Thursdays. There is also an exclusive retreat to celebrate the graduation of our journaling students. The course is actually on special until tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Thursday, April 11th. There's also a significant discount for friends and family on top of the sale price that goes until tomorrow morning. Please DM me if you're interested. I cannot wait to hold out the entire sacred penning practice and cycle for you. Today, I'm simply going to leave you with a prompt. We won't go through the whole practice with the breath work and the music and everything, but there is a prompt in what I have been thinking about the last few days that I know will bless you. Just quickly, though, let's think about the prompt and clear and ground ourselves. Take a deep breath in and out. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Today's journaling prompt. How are you more capable than you know? Ask yourself that question. How am I more capable than I know? Tap into answering that question today. Where does your capacity, your capability, your possibility reside? How am I more capable than I already know? And until the next teaser episode, may your pen find its sacred well.